The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. In January, LGBT Latinos in Miami held their first annual gay pride event, called the Gay Ocho Festival, since it was held on Calle Ocho. It was a big moment for gay Latinos who hail from a socially conservative culture that can be tough on homosexuality. And it was especially meaningful for the hundreds, if not thousands, of gay men and lesbians who came here to escape often violent harassment in Latin America.
¿Y son víctimas de violencia ella?
La regularmente sí.
Okay, ya la gente...
People like Francesco Duberli. He's a clinical psychologist who heads Survivors Pathway, a support organization for South Florida's gay and Latino communities. Duberli came to Miami from Colombia 15 years ago after he and the gay support group he founded in Cali were attacked.
I started getting calls threatening me to kill me, and there were two occasions I almost was kidnapped. And there was a time and we went out to have dinner. And when I came back, all my employees and all my staff had been attacked and they were tied up and computers were stolen. It was a mess.
But things seem to have changed in Colombia and South America dramatically. Last week, Colombia's Supreme Court legalized gay marriage. In fact, while the U.S. legalized same-sex marriage only last summer, Latin American countries started doing it 6 years ago. Argentina sanctioned gay matrimony in 2010. Brazil and Uruguay did it 3 years later. Gay marriage has been legal in Mexico City since 2010. The Supreme Court effectively legalized it nationwide last year. Even heavily Roman Catholic Chile allows gay civil unions.
It is amazing. I mean, compared with 16 years ago, it is a big change.
Still, the gay rights strategy in Latin America differs from the U.S. approach. Here, advocates first changed hearts and minds in order to change laws. But south of our border, they hope that altering laws will alter attitudes. Take Colombia. On the one hand, Duberli attributes a lot of the change there to the peace process ending a half-century-long civil war.
I went back to Colombia 6 months ago. You see TV, and they're talking about civil rights, about inclusion, but also gay, lesbian, bisexual, and trans people.
Gay Colombian-American Jamil Avivi sees it too. A decade ago, he was an immigrant advocate in Miami, and he authored a study of Colombian LGBT seeking asylum here. One big difference Avivi notices now? Colombia and South America have opened up to the world, thanks a lot to the economic boom of the 2000s.
I think in a globalized society, Colombia is seeing a gay class contributing economically to the country. This idea of gay citizens contributing to society is something new.
And yet Avivi offers this big caveat. Even if gay people have won legal rights in Latin America, they have yet to win much social respect. Homophobic violence there remains a real problem.
Marriage equality passing brings me back to the question of hate crimes against LGBT folks who aren't really being protected.
Especially transgender folks like Frida Guzman. She's a Survivors Pathway counselor who came to Miami escaping harassment in Mexico.
El machismo será al 100% que hasta la fecha ellos no aceptan.
Mexican machismo, she says, is still stronger than Mexican laws. As a result, Francesco Duberli says the number of LGBT seeking asylum in the U.S. is still high.
People keep on coming because shifting cultures is still a word that is in process.
But here's how changing laws are changing culture. Consider what is arguably Latin America's most influential media platform, the TV soap operas known as telenovelas.
The novelas haven't caught up to the reality of what it means to be lesbian or gay, bisexual, transgender.
Janet Arelis Quesada is a lesbian Dominican American. She's the Spanish language media strategist for the gay advocacy group GLAAD in Los Angeles.
It's been a hit or miss.
But Quesada says there are more hits than before. A good example is Brazil. In May 2013, the country legalized gay marriage. That same month, the Brazilian TV network Globo began a telenovela called Amor à Vida. It featured a gay male couple, Felix and Nico. For the novela's final episode, 8 months later, the script called for Felix and Nico to kiss. But Globo got cold feet and planned to cut the scene.
The audience in Brazil actually went to social media and said, you can't do this. We've been watching this relationship grow. We're invested in these characters. And so it should be okay for them to kiss.
And so kiss they did.
It's almost a spirit.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.